Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Engaging in Durood Sharif at the time of an epidemic, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah mentioned the following incident. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi had prepared a kitab named Nashrut Tib with regards to the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The entire kitab revolves around love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and through reading this kitab, one can gauge the deep love within the heart of the author for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the time when Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi was engaged in the compilation of Nashrut Tib, Thanabon, the town in which Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi resided, was afflicted by a plague. It was noticed that on the day when Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote any portion of this kitab, there would be no reports of people passing away due to the plague. However, on the day when Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi did not write any portion of the kitab, reports of many people passing away would be heard. When this observation reached Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi via many people, he would not leave out writing this kitab on any day. It was through the barakat and blessings of writing about the great virtues and esteemed position of Hazrat Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during that time that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala caused the plague to come to an end. After mentioning the above incident, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi concluded the recitation of abundant Durood Sharif upon Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely beneficial in repelling calamities and disasters. Through reciting a single Durood, one's rank is elevated by 10 stages, 10 good deeds are recorded in one's account, and 10 sins are forgiven. Additionally, through reciting abundant durood, one is trying to fulfill the right of love which he owes to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.